Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Banana Board, in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, has started a sensitization program about the Panama Tropical Race 4 disease, which is posing a threat to bananas and plantains. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more. I'm Anjuie James Soyas. Thanks for waking up with us.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
The Banana Board, in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, has started a sensitization program about the Panama Tropical Race 4 disease, which is posing a threat to bananas and plantains, especially in the Eastern Hemisphere. The program targets technical officers at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority and plant quarantine officers at the Agriculture Ministry island-wide. General Manager of the Banana Board, Janet Coney, says she's confident that the local banana industry can be protected from the threat of infection with appropriate public education, vigilance at Jamaica's ports of entry, implementation of robust quarantine regulations, and surveillance of the banana and plantain fields.
Panama disease is caused by a fungus called Fusarium oxysporum, but this disease has been in Jamaica for a while. That disease has several races, four races. Race 1 and 2 affects Gros Michel and the silk group of bananas, you know, like the bumpy banana, the thousand finger, the honey banana. That disease has been around for a while. In fact, it was a disease that caused us to have to move away from Gros Michel as an export crop to the Cavendish varieties, which are currently resistant to that disease, race 1 and 2.
The fungus grows, multiplies, and blocks the vascular tissue, preventing movement of water and food. The outer leaves of the plant become progressively yellow, then the plant buckles or the leaves wilt, and it later dies.
If you see it wilting like that, we're asking you not to remove the leaves, not to send it to us, not to cut it, just to mark the mat, and in each root of a banana we call a mat, mark the mat. Contact us, we will come and we will look at it and we will determine whether you have it.
Race 3 doesn't affect bananas, but race 4 affects the Cavendish group.
The Cavendish group is the bananas that we currently grow for commercial purposes. So the bananas you will see selling, or the bananas, also the bananas that you eat green, it does affect plantains. It affects a lot of the bananas that we eat a lot, we trade a lot, and that we use for value adding.
General Manager of the Banana Board, Janet Coney. And now for our Jamaican phrase of the day.
Come with your too long an.
And this means to arrive somewhere empty-handed.
The Ministry of Education has implemented the following guidelines for supplementary texts for grades 1 to 9.
At grade levels 1 to 3, no more than 2 supplementary texts are required. For grades 4 to 6, 1 workbook each for science, social studies, language arts, and mathematics. And for grades 7 to 9, no more than 2 supplementary texts, and on an average, 3 literature books, approximately 1 per term.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjuie James Soyas with studio engineer Andre Soyas. Join us next time as we explore what the Banana Board is putting in place to prevent the entry of the disease into Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.